Guys, if you're watching this, make sure you subscribe. If you want to watch the whole thing, you can watch it on YouTube, Apple Podcasts, or Spotify. Welcome back to another episode of Saving Grace. Today, we've got some liars in the house. Traitors. I'm talking Theo and Kieran. Say hello.
I mean, only one liar.
Yeah, there's only one liar.
I'm tight.
We'll get on to that. I'm so glad you're here. I have been balls deep in this program since I started it, and it's all your fault.
Well, thanks for watching it.
You're welcome.
Right. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. I needed that. So we're going to start off from the very beginning. You're on a little choo-choo train. Yep. A lot of people pay a lot of fucking money to be on those sorts of trains.
They do.
I bought one for my neighbour for her birthday. It cost a fucking arm and a leg.
Yeah.
So just thought I'd address that.
Yeah.
Anyway, you get voted out. Not even voted out. You just get sent home.
Mine was a one-way ticket. Really.
Goodbye. How did you feel? Do you think they were joking?
No, I knew it was absolutely deadly serious. We thought there'd be twists and turns.
Yeah.
And I thought I'd play the... I thought it was the people that go to the end, the arrogant people. I thought if there's going to be a twist, they will go, do you know what? You're cocky. You're at the end. Ta-da.
Yeah.
And then the thing is, when I walked to Amos, they must have went, bingo. Like, them two are ready. We could get rid of them combined. So... like, I knew what was happening. Amos was in, like, shock. Like, it's a trauma bond, he calls it. But, yeah, I knew the severity. And I'd already pictured in my mind the memes.
Yeah.
The slating at work.
Yeah.
Getting destroyed.
And it's embarrassing. Like, you've just turned up and they're like,
ta-da.
Bye.
Yeah, it's great.
But were you... so, did you know after that you were going to be put back in?
So, it was half hour after. So, we had to do the walk of shame down the driveway. So they sat us in a car. And me and Amos were just literally sitting there like school children with our head down. Just
silence.
Thinking, the most silent car journey. How am I going to deal with this?
Yeah.
How can I damage, limitate
this? You've just gone to Bastard Scotland
basically,
as well.
Basically, yeah. Within a day, so 24 hours. Ta-da, thanks Cordia. And then they went, how do you feel? I was like...
how do you fucking think I'm feeling?
Yeah, like, how do you feel? I said, what time's the flight, by the way? Because I'll get home. Yeah. So they was like, I want to take you back to the hotel. You can have something to eat. And then they got out of the car and then two ladies got in the car and they went, how do you feel? So me and Amos just didn't say anything. They went, we're bringing you back. And we were
so they knew straight away.
So apparently they didn't plan it. It was like no one knew. So if you've seen the American one, that wasn't that twist. So we were the guinea pigs for that.
Oh, nice.
And it set the tone quite nicely, didn't it? Let's be honest.
Everyone shit themselves.
Yeah, basically. First few minutes of the show and then two people are gone. See ya.
You see that lineup with everyone's faces, like Alex and yours are like,
I'm not going to lie to you, I was shocked, but I was also like, yes, that's close.
That would have been me. I'd have been straight down the bottom. I'd have been like, I'll be honest, guys, we've got last in here.
Head start.
Yeah, no, seriously. I bet Andrew was fucking gassed though, because she went all the way to the bottom and then was up the top and she must have been like...
keep in touch, boys.
The challenges, I want to talk about the challenges. First of all, I don't know how you can be asked. Why is it... it's like D of E.
Just
that they
time,
sent
didn't
you
it, really? So,
yeah, but they were like, yeah, just
team
cross
bonding.
A lake, lift some shit, set fire, jump out of whatever. I thought... who can be asked?
They were fun though, weren't they? There was
the helicopter one was good. Burying Alive was good. I was enjoying the rest. I went to young kids.
I
vote to be buried alive.
You weren't buried alive though,
no,
were you?
No, I had to do the digging, but when I did the digging, I'd rather be buried alive. I was like, I'm fucked.
However, I was just laid there like...
I'm glad I swerved like the sheep trial because I thought.
Oh no, you literally.
The bell ringing, I was like, I'd be able to touch it, to be honest with you.
So. Who was it that was so shit at the bell? It was like, doom, doom. It was like 3, 4, 8, 5.
Yeah, bless her.
Faye couldn't do it.
She had no rhythm.
No musical bone in that girl's
body. You see everybody's faces like, Faye, slow down, slow down, slow down.
Did no one go do one at a time? No. was that after the fourth attempt that you thought maybe we should.
Maybe slow down, but. Yeah. We didn't get to see that. Well, did you see that one?
No, I was locked away, wasn't I?
It was dead.
It was solitary confinement, mate. I was counting pigeons flying past deceased. My window.
Yeah. And we were in the castle. But do you know what? My favourite one has got to be the barrel one. I love that one.
Really?
I really like it. We're like, who dares wins? I'm like, oh yeah, come on. But I'm fuming.
You liked it because them leotards are really tight.
Yeah,
I did love it.
Vacuum-packed penis, yeah. So at one point he was pushing it up without using his hands. So if you watch it.
He's so short.
He goes, it smells like shit. I went, yeah, I've just farted.
Everyone at some point dropped their ass going up that hill. We're
really?
Trying to disguise it to the point where we thought, oh, do you know what? Fuck it. I was just going to go. It's not like tear gas.
No, I'm not going to disguise it at all. I'm honest.
As you should. But I love how everyone was carrying barrels. They had no accept. They didn't give a fuck if you were 81. Yeah, if you were Merrill, they didn't give a shit. Yeah. They were you were going to be pushing barrels.
And they were heavy.
Were they?
Yeah.
Were they filled with stuff?
They weren't filled, but...
No.
They were big.
Me and Hannah had the wonky one at the end. So every time we pushed it, it went to the sides.
Of course. I love that. Yeah. So your favourite one was what?
I liked the last one with the helicopter and the speedboat and stuff like that. Yeah.
I
loved it.
Could not have thought of any. I said to my boyfriend, I said, if I was on the show, I'd be like, they're a traitor. I'm out. Yeah. There's no way. Yeah, I'm a traitor. Vote me out. I could not. Who was it that went, well, it'd be good if we turned? And then they did the most dramatic turn. Who said that? Or was it you?
It weren't me.
Good, I hope not. No, because
I think it was Aaron, to be fair. So
sick bastard. Were you in there for a long time?
Yeah. Yeah, a long time, yeah.
Because in the show, it just looks like you're in there 3 minutes and you just popped out.
No.
Does anyone not feel sick in a helicopter? Was that not a thing?
We just worried about getting murdered. That's all, really. Being sick was a small
welcome to a woman's world.
Or getting stabbed in the back. Yeah.
I mean, I did get stabbed in the back by Amanda, so...
Yeah. We all got stabbed.
Oh my God. Right, let's talk about this.
Here we go. Ding, ding.
Okay, so you're in there. Mm. Faithfuls to start with.
Faithful. Quite mad, Maddie. Bless Maddie.
Looking back, actually, let me rewind. Did you watch it when everyone else watched it and then you found out along with everyone else?
We actually had a secret screening in London, so we found out as a cast together.
Episode one.
Which was nice, just one, episode one. So no, everything that you see on the telly, we watched.
That was wild.
Yeah.
How did everyone react when you found out it was...
I was fuming. I was literally like, especially like Wilfred throws Alyssa under the bus because I was really close to Alyssa in there and I was literally on there with my bottle of wine like, you fucking man! Honestly, I was raging, absolutely raging.
I want to put it out there. Wilfred's a psychopath. I want to put this on the table. We need to speak to his ex-girlfriend. That man is too good of a liar. He could cry on Demar. And do you know what?
He had skills, mate. The man had skills.
Amanda got voted out. He was like, crying. And I thought, you knew, you bastard. You voted her out. How can you? If that was me, I'd be like, no way.
I mean, he's got a wife now, so.
Oh, you're having a laugh.
Yeah.
I can't believe it.
He was very, very good.
He was too good.
The thing is, like, with me at the end, of jumping to the end, if you do it for so long, it's really hard to swap. If you immerse yourself in that role from the beginning, you can really sort of just get into the zone. It's like an acting role, basically, because you have to. Yeah, I think so. Yeah. And I think there's a lot of people that wanted to do it, but whether they would have followed through or not. So I think it takes a lot for them to do it. But like, I think if you remember how many 12 days back to back every single day, like it comes like water for ducks back. Do you know what I mean? So
you get yourself.
He probably came out and was still doing it.
Yeah.
He was going to murder people for.
I got home and I got a letter through my door. Yeah.
Oh, it's just the bills. Never mind.
I'm only joking, Kieran.
So right, when you're in there, do you get really paranoid that other, like, because I'd be like, you're my best mate, but
you get paranoid,
really paranoid. 100%,
because everything's changing every minute of the day.
Right.
And you know when Claudia's coming in that room, she's going to drop a bombshell or say something. Always, your mind would change every second.
To a level you can't comprehend.
Yeah.
Really?
So your normal paranoia times that by 100, it still wouldn't be close.
You've smoked 80 joints.
Literally.
Is this the level?
That's Kieran going, can I go for another 5? I'm like, I don't blame him.
Because it's the gameplay and it's like trying to read people and then knowing what's going to come. It's the power. It's so many elements. You go through every single emotion.
Yeah.
And then you start second guessing yourself. And that's the worst. You start beating yourself up for no reason.
Today's sponsor of the podcast is Calm. Do you ever feel quite anxious? Do you struggle to sleep? Do you just need a distraction in general or just something to listen to? Well, Calm is your app. There's loads of different aspects to Calm. You have meditation, sleep stories, and basically anything to distract your brain when you're feeling a little bit anxious or just want to shut off. Calm helps you sleep more, stress less, and live a happier and healthier life. Calm also gives you daily movement sessions, which give you the tools to help you improve the way you feel. Over 100 million people around the world use Calm. I like to use Calm before I'm falling asleep. I like to listen to the little sleep stories. I'm not going to lie, I am trying the meditation, but my brain goes 100 miles an hour, so I'm having to work on that. But using it a little bit every day, it does make a whole load of difference. Calm is offering listeners of the show 40% off of Calm Premium subscription at calm.com/grace. There is new content added every single week. Go to calm.com/grace for 40% off unlimited access to Calm's entire library. That's calm.com/grace. Do you think, because obviously when people went around the table, if one person said someone, was it a thing where you'd just be like, okay, fine, I'll vote for them as well?
Yeah, sheep meant, what is it? Herd mentality.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, people said, like, you're going with the crowd. There's levels to this game. If you don't, you're dead.
Yeah.
If you stand out, you're dead. If you're vocal, you're dead. If you're too quiet, you're dead.
When I did my round table.
You have to have strength in numbers. You have to have strength in numbers.
You were so angry, and I was dying because you were like, yeah, go on, do it.
Yeah.
Someone said something, you went, that's not true.
I knew that at that point, I was like, I do not need to justify myself to these people.
Yeah.
And bless them, Andrew, she's like, oh, you didn't do well in the challenge. Like, I'm bougie as fuck. I don't want to be in no cabin dealing with maggots. Not for me.
That's not
an excuse, but do you know what? I had my story. I just did it on the wrong person, which was Aaron. I should have gone for Amanda.
Was yours the night that everyone sat round the table? Everyone was like, I'm here because... Like, it was like a really emotional moment.
That was a dinner
moment.
Party, yeah.
That was that. And then, goodbye. You're not actually accepted in here. Goodbye. Well,
you know what I said yesterday?
Yes.
See ya. Do you know what? Amanda got a comeuppance. Because she voted for me.
Were you all screaming at the screen, though? When you were watching that, like, when I was watching that, I was like, there's no fucking way.
Fuming.
Yeah. Actually, no. Alyssa is the one that I was like... There is no way, because Amanda was last to vote. There's no way Amanda would vote in this round. No fucking way.
I didn't see that one coming, but...
No fucking way. She was very good.
Also,
very good.
She was a good traitor anyway, because she was just so queen. Cute and sweet, wasn't she?
Yeah, until I tuned in on her, I think episode 9 when we got her out, or 10. When Faye didn't come down to breakfast, there had to be an older matriarch steering the younger group.
Yeah.
So as soon as Faye didn't come down, I was like, it's definitely not Andrea. It's so plain sailing. It's Amanda. She's cool, calm, collective.
Yeah.
Like, but things don't drop sometimes. You can be clouded with what other people say.
Well, that's the thing. When we're watching it, we're like, how the fuck have they not clocked its will? But then I guess when you're in it and you actually don't know, people can be so convincing. Yeah.
You're not only trying to work out who the traitors are, you're also trying to defend yourself as well, because you don't want to go home.
Thing is, when you defend yourself, right, you make yourself obvious.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Because you're like, I'm not.
You're 100% different.
I swear.
You always got your back up, 100%. You're always like, you don't want to say so much, because if you say something in a group of people.
One slip.
That's it.
And it makes you look obvious, whatever you say.
Yeah, that's... I
tell you what challenge I'd have died at. Genuinely, my heart would have fell out my arsehole. I'd have had to go to A&E. The one where you'd go on the wheel and you're upside down. Are you fucking joking?
So she pulled my Claudia with a fringe. Love you, Claudia. Pulled my name out first. So that means I was strapped in first. So while everybody was getting on the wheel.
Can I just ask? Right, they strap you in. And then what, do they just move you up as they strap over? So at one point, were you just upside down? Like,
I was literally like, guys, can you speed this up?
Blood rushing to your head. Pink eye.
I can't feel my toes. Honestly, I was on that the longest. And I think I was the last to get off.
Of course, yeah. How long was it while you were going round and round?
Well, I'm fuming, right?
I was like, they'll only do 3 questions. About fucking 20 questions.
33, yeah.
Oh, you would literally...
Nah.
Disgusting. Violent.
Who was the... I need to... This guy's name, I can't remember. He'd vomit at any given point.
Ryan.
Ryan? First of all, I'm scared of six. If I was on that program, I'd be like, he's a traitor. Straight away, get him out.
Gave the that first, five, didn't he? Yeah.
Yeah, the first ever one he threw up. And I was like, what the hell was the meaning of this? What was the need? And then on that one, he was like, I'm just heavy breathing. I was like, you're not though.
You are. And half the time, he didn't actually throw up.
Really?
No.
He was just like a foam, wasn't
it? Yeah,
really?
It was just like a... Yeah.
That's the... a foam?
Yeah.
No comment.
Gotta go. Actually, really gotta go. Wait, so what did you guys talk about in your downtime?
We didn't have downtime.
Yeah, but actually, this is my question.
Yeah, we didn't. We weren't allowed.
You sat there drinking. The clock strikes 12. Mm. What are you talking about in that meantime?
Still trying to work. Well, when the clock.
Every time.
We're still trying to work out the traitors.
Even you've just, playing badminton.
Yeah. Because you literally.
Yeah. Or croquet.
I think I was literally playing badminton.
It's the shittiest games I've ever played in my life. Like, I would never normally play them. So.
I was playing it with Amanda at one point, and then I was like, it's definitely Andrea because she's an older woman. She's not going to qualms.
Yeah.
Like, she would happily murder some whilst with a badminton racket. Yeah. Like,
having a good time. It's
having
like
a good
you've
time.
Like transformed. Third, back to Tudor Britain is what I was trying to say, but the word wasn't. It wasn't.
Lost
given.
Your dad, didn't
thank
it?
You. Yeah. It's all right. I was just talking about croquet. Yeah, anyway,
but we'd always
moving on.
We'd always moving talk on. About it because on a night we'd just finished the banishment, so we'd be like, "Oh, we can't believe it!
Oh, we got it wrong again!
We got it wrong again!" I mean, we're always going to get it wrong. Whilst I'm sipping my wine, like we've got it wrong again. I'm still here, though.
No, you didn't even get to see what you got to eat.
I had chicken.
KFC,
finger licking, yeah.
Dippers
on the posh plates for like 1920.
Spelled with T's and faithfuls on it. Yeah.
Alphabet. Yeah, what is it? Alphabet.
You couldn't really even enjoy your food or anything when you ate there. You're like trying to eat, like eating and looking at people going like.
The food was good though. I enjoyed the food. Getting back from a challenge and there was like we did have good choices.
What did you fucking eat? This is what I want to know. But the breakfast pissed me off.
Breakfast.
How are you having a croissant and cold meats? It doesn't go.
See, I made cheese toasties in the morning because it was toast and cheese. So I'd get my cold meat and put my two toasty breads in that. While Tom and Alex were just saying, we're a couple. And I'm like,
it's so surreal though, isn't it? Eating some salami, waiting to see he's been murdered.
Mm. Right, let me discuss this. That was iconic because... I've forgotten, to be honest, I've forgotten everyone's name apart from both of you, Andrea, Amanda and Will.
Just give us a description.
That's all I've forgotten. The couple.
Tom and Alex.
Matt
and Alex.
What? we need to talk about this. So
Let's
Tom and
go.
Alex, they come as a couple, right? And to be honest, the most unsuspecting couple. Would never have put.
Well, I thought
together.
He was on my team. I saw pink hair. I was like, oh yeah, he's definitely
That's
on my
what
team.
I thought, bless him.
Yeah.
But no, they were together and they hid, to be fair, I'd have hidden it as well. There's no way. No, not in that way. I mean, you can't have an alliance. Guys, your feelings are coming out now.
Oh,
no,
dear.
I just meant Stop you can't have an alliance in
yeah,
there, right?
Absolutely.
It's unfair because they had two chances of winning.
And then what's the other guy called? Beanie.
Narrow it down a bit.
Oh, Matt.
He was heartbroken.
He's from my area. Yeah. Matt. Let's have a chat because there's a lot going
Cambridge.
On for you, I think. Yeah, I don't know what's happened there. The tears flew. Don't know, but they went
Fell.
Down. Fell. Why was that the
Flowed.
Last one to come?
Yeah.
Flew. They flew, darling. They flew. He was so upset.
Oh,
but were you
him.
All actually shocked?
Yeah.
You were? Not even a hint of?
No, not at all. They kept it well hidden. Well hidden because she was flirting with Matt. Because sometimes when they was having a conversation, I walk out and see them two having a conversation. I'm like, I'm not going to go there because I'll be third wheel.
If I was her boyfriend, I'd be like, you get a bit too into that, actually.
I think that was the case as well. But she played a blind, though, I think.
Yeah.
Well. I was sat with him on the train and they were flirting immediately. You know, when people who got a vibe and I was like, oh, tight, here we go.
Oh, yeah.
They're
going to be rocking the
castle. Alex slipped into a mode straight away. Fair play to it. Worked quite well.
I think Matt felt like a mug out of anything. It's not that he was taken. He didn't show it.
He didn't get upset at all. Yeah, of course not.
Oh, bless him.
No, but that was... But then I thought they suited better anyway. Is that controversial?
Oh, I'm
I've
no
said
comment.
It now. I think
oh,
they did
it's lovely weather today, isn't it? It's like literally, yeah.
They suited really well. But the most amazing part was when Tom was like, I read people for a living, guys.
I know.
Oh,
I read people for a living. If it's not him, vote me out. Vote me, I'm dead.
That was, yeah.
And that was the most amazing thing because it was literally like,
If, the audience must be going mental for that.
That was like, the most incredible. And all of you guys were like, fucking idiot. Fucking
I didn't actually vote for Ivan that night because like, Ivan helped me in the first challenge. I'm never going to vote.
Poor little lamb.
I felt so bad for
him. He couldn't have been a traitor if he
went out. He went out of style though, didn't he?
Yeah.
He went out of class. So.
I love him. He dropped a good... He's the cutest little fuck, apart from when he's vomiting. You can pack that shit in.
That's right. That's right. That's Steve.
Can I just say, it's because there's so many of you fucking people there on the show. Yeah. How many
they'll
was there? Like
into
20?
One, don't they?
So yeah, like, I just 22. Go.
I'll back you up, sister. I go, don't worry.
The guy with the beanie, the guy that threw
the
up.
The guy with the hands and the head and a couple of eyes.
I'd be.
The guy that, you know, the guy with the head.
The one.
You've got your memorable ones.
Absolutely. So when you were voted out, what'd you do? You go home? Or you stay?
You go to your individual lodgings and you're on a plane home.
Oh, you were literally home?
Yeah. Really quickly.
And you couldn't
really
talk about it at
no,
all?
No, we was... Well, we've all signed contracts, so we're literally nothing. Yeah. So
it ended about 3 minutes, though, to be fair, Grace, so we're good to go, so I don't mind.
Yeah, sure, and you were like, so fine, sorry.
But you literally walked around that corner, done, gone, see you,
and bye. You couldn't contact any of the people in the house?
No mobile phones, no contact, no nothing
no
at all.
Way.
Proper lockdown.
I think banished murder's been worse because you would literally not show up to breakfast.
So murder, I'm assuming, right, you're in your room and you do not get called out of your room.
So you're kept apart at all stages. As soon as you leave that castle, you are isolated and locked down, basically.
And can I ask how long you're sat up waiting to find out if you're dead or can you not? Okay, when you were called out, what time was it? Or do you not know?
So in the morning, we'd be up at like 7, sometimes earlier.
Right. And when someone was murdered, what time? Or was it different times?
We would come in staggered. So you would be up at different times.
No, but like when you were like, obviously you weren't murdered, but like when they were like, go to the chair with the envelope, would it be all different times?
So there was a process of where you got, everyone goes down to breakfast and basically one person don't.
Fuck off. Wait, it was in the morning. Morning? The morning.
You know the morning.
Wait, I thought it was at night.
No, so you don't find out till the morning. So
that's even worse.
Yeah.
You've got dressed. I mean, to be fair,
you start your day thinking, oh, no, but we all knew. Like when you woke up in the morning, you were like, am I going to be dead?
Okay.
So the roller coaster starts from the second you open your eyes.
This makes more sense because during the show, you'd all be going, I had an awful night's sleep. Yeah. And I thought, how? Because you probably, it got
traitors.
To 2 a.m. and you probably thought, not coming out yet.
There's no envelope under my door.
No way.
You find out at breakfast.
Yeah.
Did you get a croissant in the... Oh, neither of you know. That's so sad. They
probably
just sent you hungry home. Your flight's in 10 minutes. Fucking packed.
Yeah, we weren't murdered. We was all right.
That's mental.
I said I would rather be banished so I could defend myself. And then when I got banished, I was like, no, I'd rather be murdered.
No, but the most iconic bit... And Kieran, we're getting on to you right now. So obviously, you come down in your little cape and Will goes, you're either dead or you're on my team.
Yeah.
And obviously, you've got to say... No one's going to go, bye, apart from...
Do you know what, Will? Bye. I've had a good time. I've enjoyed myself.
Maddie, she'd be like, I knew it was your I'm going out.
I knew
it. The whole time, she was completely right as well. And everyone was like, silly bitch. But she was actually completely
was
right.
Yeah.
Her reasonings were completely wrong. Yeah. But no, she was on the right track, bless her soul. You're a traitor now. The pressure's getting worse for you, right? Did you go in a bit, like, obvious, do you think, or not really?
Well,
were you overthinking
everything?
Well,
I gave off serial killer vibes, but I was like, right, I know
you... I think you gave off serial killer vibes the
before
whole season,
that.
Absolutely,
yeah.
I'm a villain, that's what I do, so literally, I walked around...
I was scared to talk to you at first, I was like, Jesus, I don't know if I'm going to slip my throat.
I don't know
if
I come across like that, I don't know if I was going with this one, but yeah, I've come across... That's
it's
just me.
It's the face.
It is.
You're like,
I've got a wrong one, haven't I?
You do, yeah. Never commit a crime.
And then when
because
I talk, apparently I give off that vibe. So I'm
you do.
Like, is that good?
Which is
bad?
Why I don't know
I
why.
Love me, though,
I think he needs to be the next Bond villain.
You do. Yeah. Imagine like, you come here, sweetness.
Come here, sweetness.
Eating a croissant, stroking a cat.
He's got to be croissant, keep it going.
Yeah, I was pissed off because like I've done really well as a faithful and I had my own game plan. And after Amanda, Will was the main
What was your
target.
Game plan, though?
I kept to keep a traitor close to you. Friends close, enemies
right,
closer.
Right, right.
If you don't have one of them on side, they have to surround themselves with people that don't think they're traitors.
Yeah.
For numbers. You have to have a friend as a traitor to survive.
Yeah, because they wouldn't want
to
kill
you. There's levels to this. A lot of people don't get it and, and you don't read it. Yeah, and you have to play both sides to last. What you want to try and do is last as long as you can.
Yeah.
That's the name of the game. And then the rest is a little bit of luck. So
it is. You've got more chance of winning the lottery than you are winning this game.
And I was doing all right to pay for.
Yeah, you actually were.
And I knew it's such a shame because if you'd have stuck to the plan that he had.
You would have got the money probably.
It was in the bag.
Yeah.
In the bag.
But, so, you're a traitor. Mm. Life's tough for you right now. Yeah, it is. Right?
Dog shit.
Yeah. But you. He unveils his hood.
Yeah.
You see him. Shocked, surprised, angry.
I can tell by the hair though that like
it just kept going.
I know it's Will. Like, I know, like, there's a scene when me and Will are sitting at the breakfast table and we're talking about Amanda, and I'm like, she's cool, calm, and collective. And I went, there's loads of people that can play the role in it. And I look at him and I look back for the camera's purposes, but normally people sort of pick it up. I'm like, anyone could play the role.
I had a poo
but
himself.
I don't think it's you. But yeah, and I've got a mark with Will. Like we were fine. I knew it was. I didn't know whether it was him and someone else. We weren't too sure. They never told us how many traitors they were.
Yeah.
So we never knew. But yeah, when he,
I think it's pretty obvious there'd be three. I just yeah, that's a solid number. Yeah.
I was just on my holidays. I've never been to Scotland before. I was just having
a croquet,
a bit of badminton, some free food. I'm out. Yorkshireman's dream, isn't it?
Living the dream.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was hard to take because like it was over for me at that point.
Well, and did you know he'd then throw you under the bus because he threw everyone else under the bus?
Did all the audience know as well? Come on, let's be honest. Everyone.
Everyone.
I gave him a 5% chance.
but he was like, I just don't want to hurt him.
I know.
He's a great guy.
I know, yeah.
Hurts you anyway.
But yes,
I feel like Wilf knew that he needed to make a boy a traitor because we had two girls.
Yeah.
Not it had to be a man.
It had to be a man. So he literally recruited Wilf. Kieran knowing it
the
was
thing
gonna...
is though, I feel like if he recruited you, you'd have done it.
I said that to Amanda after the show. I said, that day when you talked about Alex or me, you should have picked me.
100%.
Literally cleaned you'd have been up. Like, I'd be like, I'm sorry, Queen. You're going.
You're done. Because I wouldn't have guessed you.
I built really good relationships with everybody, so I would have been straight, plain sailing. Like Kieran said, though, it would definitely... The traitors had their little friendship group.
Yeah.
So if Amanda was still in, it would have been a different kind of final three. It would have been me, Aaron, and somebody else. Obviously, Wilf was close to Meryl and Hannah. So
it's not looking good.
The game would change every day. Yeah.
So did you know you were going before you stood on the podium?
So I knew it from the morning I'll come down on episode 12. I knew I was dead. I didn't have the numbers, guys. I was done.
Yeah.
If I'd have started going around to Hannah going... Oh, I think Will's a traitor. I think my hole was dug.
Yeah,
I was
in digging it more.
So I was done. So I was like, okay, I'm done. But what? So I can say nothing at that table.
Yeah,
and leave them.
Yeah, but your subtle hints were good. As soon as you said,
I'm not cut from that cloth.
One, yeah.
No, I'm not.
What was it?
That.
It was something like
parting gift.
A parting gift. As soon as you
Merry
said
Christmas.
That, he starts crying, sweating. I feel like that made him look more obvious.
Yeah,
it was done. It was like a grenade, wasn't it? Mic drop.
That was incredible.
And you stayed within the rules as well.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, absolutely. I could say anything I like. I could have stood up and said, "Will's a traitor for this reason." What you can't do is say, "Will's a traitor." Because I'm a traitor.
I'm a traitor, yeah.
Yeah. So apart from
that. So if you stand up, you're not allowed to be like they're a traitor, even if they've done you wrong.
I think so.
When I stood in my banishment, knowing it wasn't Aaron in that moment, I was literally like, now you know it's not me. It definitely must have been Amanda. But you're not allowed to. Because literally, the penny dropped. I was like, oh, she's voted for me. Why?
Oh, and she voted you with the closest.
Yeah, I was 100% on the... I literally just said, oh, yeah, look at me.
At a dinner party.
At a dinner party.
Yeah. And me, and I'll vote for him as well. Your father figure, you see ya.
You're like a father figure to me. And he's like,
you're grounded.
But none of them could look me in the eye, and that's why I knew it
hurt because, and in defence, if you change one element of your personality during the day, you're dead.
Yeah,
like, and he had enough that day. He shut down and he's like, he screamed.
I'm done.
He screamed traitor. So I was like, Jesus Christ, is it Theo? And then pack mentality.
I was done. I was literally done. I was like,
"Are you annoyed though?" I'd be like, "Guys,
I was fuming. Don't get me wrong. I wanted to slit each and every one of the throats.
Yeah, she should.
I was
like,
Jesus Christ!
So, yeah. I wanted to run around with a knife.
But, you'd have made Ryan sick. You know that. Yeah.
Give a grim reaper over here. But I was ready. I was ready. Totally ready.
Are you guys upset you didn't win the money?
No, I went in without the money. So
I suppose if it's nothing you've actually realistically lost.
No, I just need to earn it
back.
You
were quiet with that one. You're upset you lost them. You were so close.
I was well close, yeah.
Yeah, but then they had to split it. So I thought, fuck that. Yeah, if so, I'm getting 100k, I'm getting 100k.
Yeah.
I'm not going to sit there and go 32, yippee. Do you know what I mean? I want the whole shebang.
Yeah, I could have done, like say, I had option A, option B. Yeah. So I just think for me, and plus it was a code between me and Will. I was like, I'm not having that. I'm not having it.
Did you speak to him after?
Yeah, he texted me the day after. We're good.
Stop it. I want to say his reaction when he was like, I'm really glad you voted today. I was like, there's no way you just switched up that quick to happy. He was definitely not happy. I'm sorry. No.
He did. I think you do see the weightlifting.
None of us were that. It is a burden for him, but I think he'd come so far and his plan had worked multiple times.
Yeah.
But literally, he was smashing it until the parting gift.
Yeah.
And then it was
and
all
then
over.
You fuck that up for him.
But I think it actually worked out all right. I think it-ish.
Mm.
It is what it is. Things happen for a reason sometimes, and that's what it was.
Everything happens for a reason, 110%.
Got to suck it up and deal with it. And, you know, we've all had rejection. Loss is part of life, isn't it, really? So how you deal with it.
Would be nice to have the 100K.
Yeah, it's going to be skinny now,
yeah.
Lovely holiday to Jamaica.
If you guys... Hey, Ben, do you want me to take me? If you guys had to go back in and do it all over again, would you have done any bits differently? Would you have wanted to be a traitor?
For me, I was 110% authentically myself in there. What you see is what you get. No beating around the bush, straight to the point.
It's on the label.
But yeah, it's on the label, basically. Love. But I would have liked to be a traitor. I think I could have hacked it.
Yeah, I think
a lot of people
traitor.
Would have underestimated
I think if you
me.
Play it from day one, you have a massive advantage.
But the thing is, I don't think you'd have been a good traitor from the beginning because you look like a traitor.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
You'd have literally been out.
That's
like,
why I wanted to catch him because I was good at it. So I nearly had Will in episode 6, remember, when it was him and Alyssa up for the chop and then I had to retreat. Oh, Will, I love you. Like, oh my God, it's definitely not you. But then I had to get Amanda. Obviously, I orchestrated that attack across Amanda. And then Will was the last. Will was the last piece. But what I didn't see was that little bastard ace card he had up his sleeve.
Yeah,
ultimatum.
He really went for it.
But it worked out really well for everyone, didn't it? Really,
it did. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, bless him. Dear.
That's mad, we're all good. Though. We're all good. And there's a US one as well.
Yeah,
It's out now.
On now, yeah.
If you had any advice, I know they've gone in, but say you had any advice for them, what would you have given? Don't fucking do it.
Don't fuck it up.
Yeah.
Don't just be yourself.
Yeah.
No, but they're a mixed cast, so half of them are celebrities and half of them are just normal people.
We weren't normal though.
Well,
we're just normal. Like, what one of us is normal?
They're a split cast. Yeah.
Oh, so it's just
just
basically go with it. If you've got to lie, you got to lie.
I feel like they're already switched on, like when somebody's saying that dog's out of the ball.
Ready for it. But do you know what I want to know? What's Claudia like?
Spot on.
Love her.
Spot on.
I love her and her
She's
fringe.
A diamond.
Her hair is actually that shiny as well.
Is it? It's got to be head and shoulders.
She smells so good as well.
Yeah, what does she smell
tiny.
Like?
She's so small.
Angel.
She's tiny.
Really?
Yeah.
I love that
this
for
sounds
her.
Really. Angel.
I sniffed her.
Yeah. I did actually sniff her.
When we were cold, we all hid under her fringe, didn't we? So, like,
when I got banished, she came up behind me and said, oh, it's all right for you. It's going to be okay. It's going to be all right.
She slipped your little head and shoulders in your pocket. There you go, darling. That's for you. Signed. There you go, darling.
I was like a son, she said, as
but
well.
Were you with her a lot?
Yeah.
Jesus.
The thing is, when we did the cabin challenge.
He was there Christmas Day, he popped around.
Yeah.
Morning, Claude. When we did the cabin challenge, she literally came and sat in the tent while we were like, because we're all absolutely piss wet through.
Yeah, everyone looked freezing.
Yeah, we're
Amanda
wet.
Was shaking.
Baltic.
I thought, what the hell? Really?
Baltic. They got drenched. Yeah. But,
can I ask when it was filmed? What
Yeah,
month?
You can, yeah.
End of May, beginning of June.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But she came and sat in the tent with us and talked to us.
Yeah.
We're lovely. Give us my whams.
Wow. That is the key. The budget was high.
Yeah.
Love that. Yeah, huge.
We had one each.
As if. Oh, yeah. I'm really jealous that you got to meet her. I'm not going to lie.
No, she's
like an icon. Yeah.
She really, really. Yeah, but that's what.
Oh, was she savage?
It made it.
Oh, what?
Hang on a minute. 8 minutes in. Hi, Kieran. How you doing?
Oh, yeah.
See ya.
Well done for not hitting her around the face. I blocked her too.
No, Andrew threatened to
make that fringe
drop, didn't she?
She went, I'm going to throw you over the banister.
Yeah.
You'd be like,
see ya.
Do it.
So, what were your jobs before you went in there?
Still the same as they are now.
Oh, so you're still at the same job?
Your job first.
I actually worked.
He loves birthdays at his job as well. I'm not gonna
I actually
lie.
Worked for TGI. Can I say this? Well, yeah. I worked
no
for
way.
TGI Fridays for 10 years of my life.
It's lucky it's not your birthday. You'd be busting balloons right now.
That's it. I was that person.
Right, everyone, bring your attention. It's great.
I love that.
With my birthday house, I'm
That you are good at that, yeah.
But yeah, I hated it.
You'd have got so many tips.
It was
now.
When you get a Karen, sorry, Karen.
Yeah, don't apologise.
Yeah. Yeah.
And there's like, a Karen my sesame now, chicken strips are cold. I'm like, do I give a shit?
Eat, no, is, eat yeah. the one off your shoulder, yeah.
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 But yeah, it's not for me. I quit my job after I got out of the show because I didn't want to do another Christmas in hospitality.
No way.
It is a nightmare.
Yeah, yeah.
So I actually have my own all-star cheerleading club. I throw human beings around.
As that's rare as well because it's
in
England.
It, by the way, so
needed
literally.
It. Needed it. Thank you. We'll end it.
With dirty dancing.
Yeah. The set's
the
broken.
Yeah.
That's so. Do you what do you do? Just throw people
so
around?
So I run my own competitive cheerleading. I coach kids. A routine to then take up and down the country. Oh. We compete for trophies and then I still do it to keep myself fit. But it's a phenomenal sport. People think, oh yeah, it's pom-poms and stuff like
no,
that. When I first
no
started
way.
It, I did dance before and a woman I worked with at DJI was like, oh, you should do cheerleading. And I was like, I may be gay, but Lord Jesus, I am not putting pom-poms in my hands for nobody.
No way.
And she's like, oh, it's not like that.
No,
it's
it looks scary.
It's crazy.
Bring it on. That fucking...
Yeah.
No one else has really seen that movie. Every time no, I bring it up, they're like, what are you talking about? Like, oh, fucking worry, don't
Cheer on
it.
Netflix is a good
Loved
thing
it,
watch,
although a few of them are
very...
a paedophile.
Yep. So, yeah, apart from him.
Yeah.
But...
Is there anything you
yeah,
want to admit,
that
right?
Out, yeah.
No. No.
Maybe leave that one.
Anyway, what was your job?
So I'm a consultant for right. a document management company.
I don't know what this means.
So basically, do you have invoices? Do you have, as a business, do you have invoices coming?
Yeah.
So we
just wing it.
I've heard of them.
So we capture data, we process it through departments. Basically, we streamline business processes. It's
technical.
I love it. I love it. I don't know how I got it. I landed it. I come from a single parent family with no GCSEs and absolutely
same,
fuck
though.
All.
I got fudge.
I winged it. but I like it. I like. I can meet loads of people. I solve problems. Yeah. Stop rubbing me. Here.
I'm just saying why you dress like.
But yeah, I like it. I enjoy it. So it's back to normality. For
yeah,
me.
But when
I've
you
been
came
here today,
back,
working.
Were you like not like?
Yeah,
was everyone
I go,
not
I go
like?
To Tesco's and I get absolutely hounded for selfies while I'm buying a meal deal. So.
They're judging what ones you
yeah.
get. There's no more egg
I mean,
and cress
really
for
nice,
you.
He looks like a serial killer. I don't
that. It's a common
He's
thing.
He's
going
to murder that sandwich. Yeah.
Okay. Basically,
I'm here all day.
But has your lives like changed since
Massively.
Coming out? Like you're a pussy magnet now. Like what's
well,
actually
I'm
going
not,
on?
But he's definitely not a pussy magnet.
God, I see a vagina and I'm run out.
I'm married with two young children, so I'm out of that zone. But.
But do your kids think you're fucking like sick now?
My little boy watches the missions, not the absolute psychological trauma I went through.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
we
should.
Turn it off at that
bit. Yeah. Why is dad crying?
Yeah. Again.
Yeah.
I thought daddy was stoned for long. He's only been
vagina.
There for a minute. So yeah. Just like at home, darling. Don't want no change there, really.
Oh,
so
it's currently in counselling.
Yeah. but there's a couple of people from the show that are doing okay, I'd say.
Everyone's doing fucking club appearances. Where's your club appearance? Have you done
Honestly,
any?
Honestly, Amanda's a gay
Social
icon.
Club.
It's, yeah, like, it's like a vegan promoting sausages.
She is.
Honestly, get me in them clubs.
All I see is them being like, fix your hairline, Wilfred.
I
like,
know,
in
I
the
saw
club.
That the other day. I was like,
that made me die. It made me die.
She's doing well for herself. Yeah, she's an icon, but I'm stepping up. I'm
a
slow
so
burner,
nice.
So I'm going to overtake her soon.
After this, darling.
Oh, Grace, you're out here, love. Thank you.
What you should have done was throw us out after 2 minutes just to.
Yeah. By the way,
you.
You're
By
out.
The way, you can leave.
You sat in the right-hand seat.
Shut up.
Thank you.
But good.
I feel like, does everyone still get on in the cast? Jesus.
I don't have any issues with anyone. Well, maybe.
That's like me saying I don't speed. That was the most unconvincing.
So I don't have any issues. I think a lot of people have gone off into little cliques.
Yeah.
And they've got
Does everyone
favorites.
Hate Wilfred? Wilfred?
No, we all support him.
No, I was with him the other day. He's actually got a really good sense of humour. He's actually really funny. Yeah. He's
Love
actually,
that.
Yeah, he is. He actually has got great...
My anger's gone.
He's got two young kids. He's just got married this year. He's actually a nice fella. He literally is. So he played a role. He immersed himself in it. He got wrapped up in it. And without him... You got to remember, the show wouldn't have been half as good as it was.
It's true.
You've got to pay credit where credit due.
So. I think it's good as well because we all separate the game from us, our relationships. Yeah. And if anything was to boot off or anything, we're all struggling with anything, literally everybody in the cast will be like, it's okay for you.
And
you
me.
So who was individually your favourite person on the show?
I've got a few. I can't pin it down.
Okay, give me top three.
Oh, I can't pin it. Top three, Claire. I love Claire.
Love you, Claire.
Matt. And I did really get along with Alyssa in there, but you just outside.
Yeah, you guys didn't even speak in there. Yeah,
but
fine. Who's yours?
Amos, Maddie, and I can't pin it down for three.
It's
really hard. Because me and him had loads of banter, but me and Hannah had loads of
banter
as well.
You threw me under the bus. First, the opportunity you got. See ya.
Yeah, they're all like different personality types. They're all different.
Still healing the wound.
Yeah, it's still sore. Yeah.
Do you know what? Maddie made me cry though. She was so funny. She was like, guys, I am an actress. I was a homeless woman in
East. She never mentioned it, did she? Never mentioned it.
I am an actress.
It would have been her going instead of me.
Yeah.
She's just lied about being an actress.
And there's something about Maddie that it didn't show on camera. She has the longest fingers. She can turn the light off by sitting in her chair. She literally has dead fingers.
Really?
So long. Like, I used to trip over them. When I walk past her, like, they'll trip over them sometimes. She used to play the guitar with her toes because they were so long.
I've got to go.
Is salad fingers still a thing?
Yeah, no, but
she played the banjo with her toes.
Ew.
Oh, my God.
Just get her to send you a photo widescreen.
That's going
to
be weird. I hope you don't mind. When you finger picks. Yeah. She might have charged for that shit now.
You need cinema view for those fingers. But yeah, she's good. Yeah.
And who was your least favourite person?
Sorry. Was that off the cuff?
No, that was great. Why?
Because it came from a personality. It was like a situation. Honestly, what you see.
I think you'll find he was the youngest person with a PhD. So just correct you there.
Oh, did anyone mention that?
No,
Jesus,
honestly,
the entire time.
You may have a PhD, but you've got personality of a bloody chopping board, love.
A crispy rice eater, darling. It's not looking good.
I don't know why I said chopping board.
Do you know what? I kind of get it though. The chopping board, it resonates. Like, he just chops. Was there anything on that wasn't shown on the show that you wish was?
Yeah. So much.
I pushed that 4K barrel by myself at one point and it was massive. Yeah. I was like, this gay magazine is going to sign me up after this.
There's one story in particular. I know they're not even going to entertain it being shown, so I will tell you
in a minute. Right.
But it is, I think.
They wouldn't even put it in there.
No.
Okay, give us one that would. Please.
Oh, come on, man. You know they're going to shut us down, but lost the security. SAS dropping through the ceiling.
Have you seen Laser Beam? Yeah. When there's a stop, that's what this will be.
Yeah. There's loads.
Okay, funniest moment of the show then that was shown, maybe. That's what I'm going with.
Funny and the traitors didn't really go. No.
It wasn't really a ha-ha.
Maddie
on the round table. Yeah.
I know, I keep
it. It still could be him.
No, but it was so. I'm so glad she held her ground. Aaron would be like, you fucking idiot. She'd be like, yeah, but the thing is, your personality, like, she's just
going for
it.
And then when they made me a traitor, they called her in, didn't she? She went, Kieran couldn't be a traitor. He's got kids.
My God, Hannah going, I'll put my life on being a traitor. And I thought, she's gone.
She's dead now. You know,
she's deceased.
She's
dead poor bastard. Yeah.
She's gone.
Yeah. She's gone.
That's the beauty of that game. That's the beauty of the game.
Would you guys ever do any more TV stuff?
Yeah, I'm actually pushing. I'm like with my manager. I'm pushing to get more black presenters on TV. There's not enough of it. I'm sick of seeing Ben Shepherd on Tipping Point, Bradley Walsh on the chair.
We need to get rid of Bradley Walsh.
Oh, no, I'm joking.
Get rid of Bradley Walsh.
I
agree.
I think I'm going to slot into my villain role at some point.
You could be on EastEnders next.
I'm waiting.
I think you could.
Mitchell Brother.
Yeah,
give me that Queen Vic and I'll give you drama. That's all I'm saying. So
that sounded like a threat.
That could be more often if
coming in as family members.
Yeah.
Not me. Definitely not related.
Adopted family members.
Our
dad's been a bit naughty.
I've really enjoyed myself. I really enjoyed myself on the show, but it's back to normal and we'll see what happens.
Yeah, we've got to take each day as it
comes. Well, I'm here for it. And now I like you all.
Thank you.
Because
it's been
a
pleasure.
Yeah.
Thank you for having us. Thank you so much.
Anytime. Oh, fucking hell. I told you to remind me.
Well, I just did. I was like that. I didn't have a lazy eye. I was like, I kept winking. But what's about Kieran?
Sorry, I'm getting a bit too excited. I have a teapot, right? And at the end of this, you're going to write a bit of tea that goes in here, but it's anonymous, okay? So no one knows it's from you. And I am going to read you a bit of anonymous tea.
Okay, let's go.
Oh, you're flirting with me today,
oh,
Rosie.
Oh, let's go.
I'll do two. Okay.
I'm sticking to this seat here.
Oh, Jesus.
Stop.
Right, this first one. Davide is a cheat.
Oh, my God, I don't know what to do
with
myself.
I mean, the thing is, everyone has heard that about 50 times.
I've not.
You're a liar.
Savage.
Sorry, Davide.
That's someone from the show, obviously,
isn't
it?
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah.
Who have I had on? And here we have, oh, Jesus. Right. Simon Cowell is secretly gay. I've heard that before, actually, as well. It's the trousers.
Would you?
No, would I, heck? It'd be like, I'd rather sleep with a Barbie doll.
If he gave you a shot, would you?
No.
You would ride him, not fucking Buckaroo. You know you would.
I am happy.
Don't lie.
I am happy with my partner.
If he got you presenting TV?
Yeah.
No.
Really?
I'm happy with my partner.
Look at me. Oh.
Well, ask him in 5 minutes, guys.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. No! Get a few more drinks down.
No, it's been a minute.
I loved that. That was a bit juicy.
That is really juicy.
Davide,
there's no green tea in there. That's full-blown Yorkshire tea in that pot.
And I hope you'll fit. Yeah, no, go on.
I would be a cheat after that bloody performance on Dancing Ice from her. Jesus Christ. Sorry.
Right, anyway, thank you.
Most people are saying the same.
Jesus.
Sorry.
As we end the pod, I always ask my guests what advice, life advice, any advice you would give me to save Grace. Go on.
Don't eat yellow snow.
Shit, that explains a lot.
I don't know.
Fucking hell,
I'm quite motivational, though.
Okay, give me some motivation.
Theo loves to, like, be the best version of yourself.
Yeah, 100%. Like, why fit in when you're born to stand out and keep doing what you're
seriously,
doing?
Seriously, with this fucking nose. I agree. thank you.
And embrace who you are. That's what I would say. That's life advice.
I'm doing it. Thank
keep
you.
Doing what you're doing.
That was a nice one.
Thank you.
Well, but I know it's not going to be the same for you.
Hello. mine will be from the show what I learned and just general life skills is trust your gut. Your gut.
Have an Actimel and trust it.
Basically, have a turnout.
Yeah.
Like, trust your gut.
Petty
because sometimes you might get it wrong, but majority of the times you get it. You know yourself. You know when you're right. And 9 times out of 10, when you have a gut feeling, you're like,
there's a reason for it.
There's a reason.
I agree wholeheartedly. Yeah.
I'm sticking to it.
Billy, we need to have a chat.
No, I'm joking.
Fine. Thank you very much.
Thank you
it's
so much.
It's been glorious.
I love the teapot. Yeah. I can't wait to fill it up.
Bet you can't. Jesus.
That's Theo, not me. Old trouser snake. So, but yeah, thank you so much for having us. It's been
And I'm fuming that I've got nothing else to watch now. So, fuck you both.
Well, reunion, maybe.
You're welcome.
Is there a reunion?
There's rumours.
I hope
there's a reunion.
I want fights. I want tea.
Yeah, I want alcohol.
I want you to punch Will in the face.
Okay, fair enough.
Thank you.
I'm going to strangle him, man, as well.
Got a man doing a headlock.
PhD.
Ryan wasn't actually sick for one episode.
He will be.
Oh, he will, yeah.
Anyway, sorry, a bit of hair.
Thank
there.
You so much.
Right, thank you for coming on.
Us. Thank you.
This has been Saving Grace. If you've been watching, give it a like and subscribe. If you've been listening, give it a 5-star review and a follow. Goodbye.
Bye.